Welcome to the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I'm Natasha, a licensed sex therapist and certified sex and intimacy coach, on a mission to empower Black women to choose a life of pleasure, not just today, but every day. There is nothing more powerful than a Black woman that authentically owns her pleasure and sensuality. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the gems. Hello and welcome to season 3. Yay! I need one of those buttons where it claps in the background. We're going to work up to that. But anywho, welcome to season 3 of the Unapologetic Vixen Podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so excited to be back. I am so excited to have you listen. If you have been here before, I appreciate you coming back for another season. That means that this is goodness to your ears. If you are new, welcome. I just want to reintroduce myself at the beginning of this new season. My name is Natasha Riley. I am a licensed sex therapist in the state of Georgia. I am a certified sex and intimacy coach, and I'm also a certified sex doula. If you have any questions about any of those, you can head over to season 1 and I break each one of those titles down. This season is going to be just as good and even better as the last, as we just kind of chit-chat it up, create some conversation, make the decision and give the permission to change some norms. So I have a question for you. When is the last time you felt safe to be you? I'm going to pause and give you a moment to think about that. When is the last time you felt safe to be you? And I can honestly say my answer to this question is I'm still trying to create safe spaces for myself. I'm still trying to find safe spaces for myself that is outside of me, myself, and I at my home by myself. I definitely think that more spaces are becoming available for Black women, for women that look like me. I think now I'm just a lot more intentional about seeking out those places and just settling and being okay with being the one of few or the one of none, right? So for me, being a sex therapist and a sex coach, I get a lot of Black women and Black couples that come to me because of the safety, right? When it comes to sex and intimacy and vulnerability and sexuality, desire, pleasure, we have a different thought process about it. We have a different experience with it in general. And so sometimes when we try to go to some of these other professionals, not that they're not good professionals, their experiences are just a lot different than ours. Their conversation is different. Their language is different. And sometimes we find ourselves we find ourselves feeling the need to explain certain things. And when we're wanting to go into safe spaces, we don't want to explain anything. We don't want to have to educate anybody. And so I made sure that within my therapy practice, as well as my coaching programs and retreats, that I create safe spaces for women that look like me, for couples that look like me. And that's one of the things that my clients say. They feel like, oh, I can be me. I can say what I want to say. Like, you can relate. You understand. You're able to listen and I don't have to break things down for you. And it really is, it's a relief. And we deserve that relief, right? Because all day, every day we're on high alert, we're going, we're sticking to our boxes, we're making sure that we're coloring within the lines is how I would want to explain it when it comes to our lives. We are so scrutinized that we want to make sure that we're coloring in the lines all the time. And sometimes we just want to scribble. We want to scribble outside the lines. We want to let the colors run together. We want to just be who it is that we want to be. And you deserve that. You deserve that, despite the fact that there's a lot of messages that say that you don't deserve that, or you shouldn't be looking for that, or it's not fair to them that that exists in this world. You do deserve it. Say this with me. I deserve safe spaces. All together now. I deserve safe spaces. Sis, you deserve a safe space. And it took me a while. If you go to season 2 and listen to, I'm really not sure which episode it is, but I talk about how difficult it was for me to be okay with creating safe spaces for Black women because I was afraid of how I would look. I was afraid about the confrontation that would come with that because we already know. We already know that it's just like, well, what y'all doing over there? Why y'all being so secretive? Why y'all being so exclusive? And it's just like, we don't have any other choice. We don't have any other choice, and we deserve that type of community. We deserve that type of support, that type of help. And so for me, this season, I'm able to stand in it and own it, okay? I create safe spaces for high-achieving, influential Black women that are navigating this success and want to incorporate more self-pleasure, more intimacy, more joy, more worth, more value. That's what I'm creating over here. Because it doesn't really exist. I want the women that I work with to be able to say what's on their mind, to be able to ask those questions they've never asked before, to give them a space to cry, to be angry without taking anything away from them, without judging. Say what you need to say, scream, holler, cry, laugh, be silent. That's the type of space that I'm creating. Because I know that as I found those spaces for myself, how much I continue to flourish. I recognize when I hold spaces for women that look like me and it's just us in there. Oh gosh, it's the relief. It's the relief. It is the honesty. It is the support that they give each other. So I held with Jasmine Hall, who's a self-worth coach that I work with. So if you ever come into our space, you'll be working with her as well, who's another Black woman. But we held a winter solstice event, and it was a vibe. It was a vibe. It was low lights. It smelled good. Incense, candles. We did some journaling. We did some meditation. And the way that they were able to support each other, the way that they were able to be honest about what was going on. One of the women that showed up, she was like, I'm just so sad. I'm not happy. I'm just in a place where I'm sad. And the support, the love that was poured into her. And it was then in that moment when I watched those women interacting with each other and answering the journal prompt questions and allowing themselves to rest. During the end of it, we had like a meditative state where they got to lay. They brought their blankets and pillows, and we put on some music, and we let them just rest. They left so, I don't want to say happy, but it was some refreshingness about them. They were refreshed. They were talking to each other on the way out. That's what I want to keep creating. Hey sis, if you are a high-achieving, influential Black woman ready to lean into your peace and happiness so that you can live a satisfying life away from your to-do list, head over to closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure and let's help you find the peace that you need in order to have the most satisfying life yet. Now back to the show. That's what I want to keep creating, because then they share with a friend, and then they share with the friend, and then everyone comes into the space, and then maybe someone else creates their own space. Now, let's talk about what is considered a safe space, right? Because it's really cliche right now to say that Black people and people of color want safe spaces. But what does that look like? That looks like not having to feel judged. Not feeling like when you share your story that someone's giving you the side eye, making you feel some type of shame for your story, a safe space is people can relate. They can relate to what you're going through. It's like, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly that happened to me the other day, or that happened to my sister, or yeah, like they can relate. And so it's not much that needs to be explained about it. You can be listened to and listened to without someone trying to discredit your experience, right? Trying to make you feel like, well, what did you do that happened to you? Or what do you think that you could have done differently? Of course, in a majority of situations, we could be doing something different. But that ain't what we want to hear when we're trying to come and get support. We don't want to hear that. Safe spaces, we want people that look like us. We just want people that look like us. It creates this bond and this healing that you just can't get when someone doesn't look like you. We deserve a safe space because we do. Because that's where the healing happens. The healing happens when we are allowed to speak our truth. When we are allowed to ask our questions. When we are allowed to ask for help. When we are allowed to take the mask and the cape off. That's where the healing comes from. Share our story to get through the story. Share our feelings to get through the feelings. That's why we deserve safe spaces. And that's why this year I'm going to continue to create my safe spaces for you. Because it's deserving. In person, online, through this podcast. Even through this podcast, I'm creating a safe space for you to put your headphones on and just listen and feel related to. And know that there is someone out here who is wanting to hold you. To hold your voice, to hold your space, to hold your air, to hold your body if necessary. Sometimes we just need a hug. A hug that feels genuine. The sacred bonds that are created in these spaces. The networking that happens in these spaces. I have never been to an event where someone don't leave with someone's information, someone's business card, linking up, collaborating. There is so much further that we could go if we could find spaces and commune with other people that get it. It all comes back to actually getting it. And understanding for me creating these safe spaces, understanding that it's okay for you to take time to think about what it is that you want, what it is that you need, what it is that you desire, what it is that you crave. What it is that you value, how you're worthy in this world, how you're valuable in this world, how pleasure is important, fun and peace and joy, and how there are moments that you could be happy, how you don't have to be doing what you're doing just because someone said you were supposed to, or just because these are the steps that you need to take to have this amazing life. Listen. I am so proud of me. Can I toot my own horn right now? Because this, to be speaking these words to you, I would not have been able to be this confident a few months ago. Because I was scared to own it. I was scared to say, I'm sorry, my coaching space is for Black women only. And I have been able to, through safe spaces, create relationships with other Black women that are doing the exact same thing. And they are far ahead of me and they are very unapologetic in it. And to be able to be in a space with these women and feel their energy and hear them talk and hear the conviction in their voice when they say, I want to make sure that my community is good. I want to make sure that my people are good. They have their stuff. They have their stuff. I want us to have ours. And the more that I kept hearing that over and over and over again, I was like, oh, yes. Yes. This is a yes. This is a hell yes for me. And when something's a hell yes for me, that means I need to move on it. I need to move on it. Thinking about going to yoga, right? So I'm a yoga instructor. That's another one of the things that I do. But when I used to go to yoga and wellness retreats or just going to a yoga class, I recognize how it, again, one of few or one of none. And they didn't look like me. Their bodies didn't look like mine. And I struggle in yoga because I have a chest. My chest is heavy. So some of those positions, I am suffocating myself. And I would find that in these particular yoga classes, no one could help me. No one could give me a solution so that I could succeed, in my mind, succeed in the class. And it would feel really defeating. It would be really embarrassing. Right? So where do you feel safe? Where do you feel safe? I know in the beginning I asked, when was the last time you felt safe? But where do you feel safe? How can you go to that place more? Spend more time there. Something to think about. I am super excited. I'm super excited for season 3. I'm going to keep telling y'all every season that this is the most consistent that I have been with any project in my life. Okay? And it's fun. And I'm able to get out more verbally than I am written. So this allows me to just think my thoughts and take y'all along on the ride with me. So if anything in this episode resonated with you, if you want to tell me where your safe space is, if you would like to tell me what you feel like a safe space should entail, what it should look like, or if you're like Natasha, I want to be a part of your safe space, you can definitely head over to www.closetfreakchronicles.com/pleasure. Did I say slash or slash? Yeah, slash. Pleasure. And definitely shoot me a message. Let's chit chat and see how I can support you. And even if it is that you just want to know how you can create this for yourself, or where, if you're not in my area, where in your area can you start working with people that are going to give you this safety that it is that you're ready for and that you need, hit me up. Let's chat. Share this with someone who needs to hear it. Share it with your mama, share it with your friend, your sister, your cousin, your auntie, and let's start doing this together. Welcome, 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 welcome to season 3. Love y'all. Thank you for listening to the Unapologetic Vixen podcast, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you enjoyed this episode, like, leave a comment, and share it with someone you know could use the space. If you're ready to tap into your pleasure, join the Virtual Vixen Suite. It's a safe space for Black women to gain support and empowerment as they access pleasure, intimacy, and satisfying sex every day. And remember, pleasure is your right, boo.